hemos fueyunado.
Adopted as the anthem of the African National Congress in 1925, this has become the anthem of people of African descent throughout the world.
I say, give thanks, and I am broadcasting live from Tampa, and I want to give thanks to all the ancestors that made this possible. I want to open up the heavens so that we'll bring truth and light to the people. I want to thank the heavens for a skyrider whose energy and love to the planet is bringing such greatness. So, Ashe, I welcome you. Skyrider, I welcome
yes.
you.
Yes. Greetings Ashe. And blessings.
Ashe. So, I definitely would love for you to share some of your new things that you're doing on Esoteric Online with the audience before we get into talking about women's power. And I know you're going to give it to us from a female perspective, from a historic perspective, from an astrological perspective, and I definitely honor your scholarly wisdom.
Thank you very much.
You already have someone online that probably wants to speak, but right now I want to concentrate on you sharing with everyone the things that Spirit has given you for today.
Well, today we're going to talk about Neptune in Pisces and the Divine Feminine, which is wonderful. That's very much the goddess energy. You know, Queen Mother, when we think of feminine planets, the first thing that immediately comes to mind is the Moon and Venus. Those who know a little bit about astrology know that the planet Neptune is the higher octave or higher spiritual essence of Venus that kicks all the best qualities of Venus up another notch to the loftier spiritual and etheric levels. Neptune is the planet that governs and rules the sign of Pisces. It entered its domain sign on April 4th, 2011, and will remain there until January 2026. Whenever a planet is posited in its domain sign, its power is enhanced, and not only has a powerful influence in our lives, but also in the world at large. So it works two ways. It works on us directly, and it also works from the collective level. So, how will Neptune and Pisces affect the sacred divine feminine? Any guesses on that one? It's going to push women's power way out there. Awareness of needed compassion, the desire to heal will be heightened. Women are natural healers, as you know, Queen Mother. They are born to nurture and care, but the Piscean energy will also encourage them to lead. Thoughts of community service and the well-being of others will come to the forefront stronger than it ever has before. Women who may have felt isolated or out of touch for many years may feel a new resurgence of deific grace connected to the higher heart chakra and now come forth after much detachment to give their gifts to society. More women may become involved in religious and spiritual work and lead movements on all scales for prayerful vigil and intentional watch for both the human race and Mother Earth. These goals will be based upon meditation and contemplation for the higher good. For everyone, but especially women, a new heart-to-heart connection is going to be fostered. The sharing of mystical experience will become commonplace for everyone, but it will be women who will extend the foundational support needed to draw others into the circle of sharing without embarrassment, shame, or confusion. That's huge. Paranormal and supernatural experience will also become more commonplace, and we'll find women at the helm of investigations into these unknown areas and fields that have been predominantly male-controlled. Tapping in the psychic has always been easy for women as they come by it naturally. They are born equipped for this, and during the Neptune and Pisces period, their feminine presence will be known and heard. A popular catchphrase coined by many metaphysical communities today is the term herstory, and I know that you've heard this a lot on Esoteric Online as well as I have. Women, Yeah, women have already written it, and they're ready to present it. So amalgamating the divine feminine with the mundane, those women who are currently lawmakers or hold political government positions or who are involved in ecology will be moved and inspired to suggest new agreements, treaties, laws that encourage local and worldwide agendas for healing venues and relationships. Neptune is also the ruler of science, so women in medicine and research will be key for discovering new elements of healing based in the natural and the alternative. These are all things that belong to women. Women are natural healers, as I said before. They are the nurturers and the carers of others and of the earth. Neptune is our soul teacher. That's really how we need to think of Neptune. It operates at its highest vibration when it tells each of us to be responsible for ourselves first so we can serve the greater whole with responsibility. We're all caretakers for one another. There's no division. We all have negative feelings, and along with the negative DNA, there can be problems. So the energy of Neptune and Pisces affords us the capability to free ourselves from all negativity. It will also focus on social change, which may for some inspire, as long as we are capable of detachment to outcome and selfishness. That is very important. A lot of people get into venues, as you know, and they are too fixed on an outcome. And this actually goes against the essence of Neptune all by itself in any sign, but particularly Neptune and Pisces. Can't be fixed on an outcome. Selfishness needs to go. This kind of disconnection is not only key, but it's necessary for continued enlightenment and soul growth. So here we see an overall picture of what Neptune and Pisces is going to mean for women on that goddess level, on that sacred divine feminine level. It will play out on a collective level, it'll play out on a world level, and it will also play out for each person personally depending upon where Neptune is transiting their personal chart and if it's connecting with any planets in the personal chart.
Okay. Well, that means that we women have to get together for the good of the community.
We're going to get together whether we have intention to do it or not. It's just going to be kind of a natural gathering essence energy of Neptune in Pisces. That's what it's going to do, because it is the sacred divine feminine. It is the energy of that, more so than Venus, more so than the moon. Like I said at the beginning, most people, when they think of feminine planets, they think right away of Venus or the moon. But Neptune is that higher octave. It has a great affinity with the moon, and it is the higher octave of Venus. So we're going to pull all those energies in, and it's going to get totally kicked up a notch. But, you know, it's not just going to fall into our lap. I like to tell people when I counsel them that you have to participate to win. You have to be active. You have to want to do this. You know, the great spirit or the divine is not going to drop all this energy into your lap while you sit there like a couch potato and, you know, watch TV.
That's right.
This is about active participation.
Well, otherwise, you're going to try to take the shortcut route to achieve the same spiritual awareness of what is really going on in the planet.
Right.
You're going to be using distortions such as drugs and alcohol to distort your point of view.
And that is the downside of Pisces. I'm glad that you bring that up, because that is the downside definitely of Neptune and Pisces. When Neptune is in Pisces, it's in its own sign. It's called in dominion or in domain. It's at home. And, of course, you know, all planets and all signs have a yin-yang quality to them. So they both, I don't like to say use the words good and bad, but there is positive and negative qualities, you know, attributed
masculine
to every single thing.
Masculine and feminine.
Right. And the
negative or positive.
The drugs and the alcohol and the escapism from reality, the escapism from responsibility, the escapism from the divine, that's all the downside of Neptune and Pisces. So what we want to do is focus on the positive, always on the positive sides of the planets and the signs, so that we can get the best advantage from them and so we can lead happier lives. That's the whole point of astrology. It's not necessarily to predict the future, to prognosticate or any of that. It's to help you lead a happier life. It's a guide.
Yeah, it's a navigation. And all spirituality is guide.
Right.
You know, the one that leaves the light open for your own self-responsibility for you. Whatever you do in this world is your responsibility.
That's absolutely correct. You have free will. You make the choices.
We have to open up the heavens to good words for our children. It's, what you're saying is reinforcing what most of the women that are spiritual practitioners of any indigenous feel, or something that opens their eyes to the planetary needs for love to flow.
The women who are already very spiritual and are participating and practicing practitioners now, they actually have a leg up with this energy.
I see.
Because they already basically have done their homework. They have been working with Neptune for a very long time. You know, just out of the planets alone, if we take asteroids and Chiron and everything else out of the picture, Neptune is the planet of healing. It's a very, very high vibration. It's a very misunderstood vibration, too. But these women actually have a leg up on what they are doing and what they're going to be practicing, and they are going to find a new responsibility on their shoulders to get the word out. Not just go ahead and do what they've always been doing and doing their healing work, but also to participate to get the word out.
Absolutely. And that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a wonderful energy if we work it right.
We definitely have to come together in spirit. We have to open up the heavens, and we have to show ourselves approved and blessed among people. We have to stop giving hate to one another, and we have to speak to each other with love and respect.
And that's what Neptune in Pisces is all about as well. It's about total compassion. It's about very high spiritual compassion and very high vibrations of, you know, pure love. I mean, absolute love that's connected to the divine. It's a very, very, very high energy. It's a very high vibration. It's a very wonderful vibration if we use it correctly. And I'm kind of stoked about it because I'm just waiting to see, you know, these discoveries in science. Neptune, as I said earlier, is the ruler of science. So women who are in the in medical fields and in research, I just can't wait to see what they're going to discover. And they're going to be vocal about it. I mean, they're going to say, hey, you know, I found out this. It's not going to be that male-dominated, that male-oriented world anymore as much as it has been in the past.
My great-great-niece said to me yesterday that she wants to be a forensic scientist.
That's wonderful.
I say. And that opens up her horizons to so many broad ways, because this is the energy of the 21st century to make an outstanding, astonishing breakthroughs in science. And you know what? Living in harmony with nature, you can do that on a grand scale. And then bring back the planet.
There's
so
some
really
other help with that,
to
too, because you got, we right now we have Uranus in Aries as well, and that's very pioneering. And being that Uranus takes care of technology, the medical end of Uranus is all technological. So, you know, there is going to be some help from that, too. I mean, you can't separate the energies. They're all kicking in and doing some great things.
So looking at Neptune as being a feminine aspect, could you explain why Neptune is seen as a masculine energy, always representative as?
I think that's, you know, greatly due to mythology. You know, we've always understood, you know, Neptune as Poseidon, as, you know, the ruler of the oceans, the brother of Zeus, you know, the male-dominated energy. But what people need to realize is that, you know, a lot of that is going to get broken down. As you said earlier, there's a masculine side and a feminine side.
Okay.
And, you know, Pisces is a highly feminine sign in all regards. So here we have Neptune seated in Pisces, which is its own sign. So we're going to see a lot more feminism and a lot more deific energies, you know, that are female, that are going to come to the fore. That's why that happens. It's mostly due to mythology, and we kind of, you know, roll with it. You know, Neptune's down there shaking his trident and sinking ships and doing whatever he's doing, but there's also a feminine side, just the same way that a lot of people believe that there's two sides to God, where God has basically been masculine for eons. He's always referred to as he, but, you know, for just as many thousands of years, there has also been a she.
I say, and it started out cheap because the representatives in the cave was usually women and women pregnant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my friends, good friends, Heather, the other day said to me that the representative of the cave, of the people that lived in the caves, was representative of women that were pregnant or feet, you know, creatures of pregnancy, you know, the representations, the initial ones of God and goddess. It was goddess, you know, there's a lot of goddess energy. And the goddess energy is back. And so the meaning of this energy is that we have to walk forth with love in our hearts.
That's right.
So it's the Christ energy manifested in every person. Not
it's
just
the Christ consciousness.
Say that you are somebody that follows Christ and use Jesus Christ as your, you know, crutch, but for you to take that energy on, for you to be strong in that energy, that you are bringing good to the planet. You're bringing good to yourself first, and then you're bringing good to the planet and to everybody in your world. You have to create the world that you want to live in.
Absolutely.
So,
the Christ consciousness energy to me, that's pure love.
Okay.
That's what that is. That's absolute, true, and pure love. That's what the Christ consciousness energy is. Even when you think of Christ as a person, when he walked and he gave the Gospels and you know, whatever it is that he was talking about, his parables, it's still the energy of love. That was his energy.
Okay. It was the energy of love.
Mm-hmm.
And
very,
it was always,
very second and sixth ray, that energy.
I said, and it was always for the good of humanity, for the love.
That's right.
For being able to just manifest an opening of the heavens for you to have a greater life. Because he had a greater life, even though he was, you know, in terms of the way that it was told, that he was betrayed, you know, and denied, he still manifested the love, the energy
mm-hmm.
of love. But
it's because, you know, he saw his life as a gift.
Okay. And it was.
And, you know, he made his life a gift to humanity.
Okay. Exactly.
All depends where your head is at, as you know.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's also going to be very interesting to see, you know, the children that are born with Neptune in Pisces. And we won't know until we see them grow up and become adults and see, you know, what they achieve as a collective whole with that energy. The outer planets say a lot about a generation of people. And I am going to watch that very closely. As we watch all generations, and when you follow astrology as long as I have, you do see the differences in generations with these outer planets, the things that go on, and the things that come out as truth. So it's going to be very interesting to see how these children will turn out, because they're going to be very compassionate. They're going to have a lock in to what is best for the earth. They are going to be very psychic children. You know, everything that's related to that positive side of Neptune and Pisces is going to come to the fore through these children.
And it's going to be for the power of good. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be for the power of love. And these are the rainbow children spoken of in the Cree and other Native American stories that were told years and years and years ago when they were put upon and the greedy people set upon taking advantage of people's land by claiming it. You know, the Native Americans didn't own anything. So the rainbow children are children that have returned to the earth to heal it
mm-hmm.
and to have
there's
it healed.
Right. There's a wide range of opinion, but there's a large group of astrologers who believe that the children born with Neptune and Pisces are the ones who have come to save the planet. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that gives everybody hope. They come in with the knowledge. They come in with the know-how how to do it. They're going to be, you know, ecologically minded, scientifically minded, artistic. I mean, it's a beautiful place for Neptune to be.
And I see it in all these children. And most of these children were born in the 2000s and the 90s. Started it. I seen some start coming in the 90s, then the 2000s. These babies are the rainbow children.
You're talking about
and
the rainbows. I'm talking about the Neptune and Pisces children who just started to be born in 2011, so it's brand new.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the astrological children. But
okay.
In terms of the rainbow children, they're coming in different colors. They're coming in different colors of the rainbow. And each one of the rainbows carries with it what their energy is supposed to do.
That's
and
wonderful.
Coming in large quantities. And these children have been coming since the 90s. And these children are aware, very aware of what adults do. And you would call them more provocative type of children
mm-hmm.
because they get it very early.
Oh, yeah. These
so
kids are very smart.
They're not fooled.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fooled by negativity. They're not fooled by anything. They are living the way that they need to live. They are living the way they need to live. I want to just call attention that Motown Witch has just joined the conversation online. So I'm just sending a welcome to Motown Witch. To let her know, because she's on tomorrow. But I definitely want everyone to listen for these next 3 days. You, the first powerhouse, you're opening our door. I say, you opening our door to the understanding of the heavens in terms of how it's opening up to us. And the Neptune and Pisces children open the way for love.
Yes,
they
do.
Open the way for the love. And it's just going to be so much lovely things. So
these children
lovely.
Are going to be very, they should be very brilliant, too.
I say, they are.
Brilliant, brilliant children.
They are, I say. They are. They are.
Brilliant and shining. Shining with love and light.
I say, Motown Witch is on the line. I just want to say that she's getting ready to have a grandchild born in this energy that has come through.
Wonderful.
So, I say, it's going to be a powerful, powerful message for everyone. So I want to give you the last few minutes because actually we have an hour show, but I want to give you an opportunity to speak on specific messages to the goddesses, energy for each and every woman using the energy of the feminine. How should they use the energy when they're, especially looking at the days and stuff and looking at it from an astrological kind of perspective, you know, of a view where you look and you see that the moon is coming, you know, and the influences of the sign the moon is in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are some of the things that the women need to be looking at in terms of universal or collective things? I know that when I do the heart connection with the people around the world, I feel an energy of a higher bright vibration around me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want you to
get
those tips.
The deific grace that's connected to this energy is opening up the higher heart chakra. Not just the heart chakra, but the higher heart is being opened up. And it's being opened up collectively.
I see.
Now, the trick of it is going to be to give their, for women to give their gifts to society, but they also have to understand detachment. And that's where it gets tricky, because this is very, very compassionate energy. So it's not necessarily about being so overly compassionate that you just are going to, you know, just expend yourself out in, you know, too many scattered directions. It's got to be honed in. It's got to be pulled in. And it's got to be detached. You can't have any attachment to outcome at all. You just have to do.
I say. And, you know, I think that because a lot of us hold on to the outcome.
Yeah,
like,
that's a major problem with human beings. We kind of fix ourselves on an outcome of how we think or how we would like something to turn out. And this energy is really not conducive to that at all, because
mm-hmm.
how can it be when you're dealing with pure compassion and pure love? There's no way to fix on an outcome. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Okay.
It's not like a Capricorn energy where it's structured, or you know, you are building something and pushing it out. This is about a wider reach with detachment behind it. Because if you don't have the detachment behind it, you're not going to be able to give yourself in the way that you should to the energy and work it in the best way.
I see.
Very much a heart-to-heart energy. You know, women, even in the small circles where they operate, they're going to be drawing more people into their circles, more people into their prayer circles, more people into their energy circles. And they're going to pull them in such a way, almost like they're a counselor, Queen Mother. You know, people who have been too embarrassed or too shameful or even confused about being drawn into these prayerful events, these women will be able to guide them and bring them in with comfort so that they feel comfortable enough to join and to operate and to help and to contribute what they know. Because there's a lot of people out there in metaphysics and in healing and in alternative methods who, I talk to a lot of people who are kind of lost on their path, and they kind of go, well, you know, I've kind of thought about healing, but I don't know. I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or I feel kind of funny about it, or, you know, for whatever reasons, oh, it's just too weird. I don't know if this is the right thing. People are going to laugh at me. Whatever reasons they have, that's all going to get broken down. And the women who are already placed in position now, who have been doing spiritual healing and meditative healing for a long time now, like I said before, they have a leg up. They're going to be the ones who are going to be drawing these others in.
I said, because everybody's going to need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to need to heal because, you know, the old energy was fighting and kicking, trying to keep and stay.
Mm-hmm.
But it cannot stay. And this is why we have Syria, we have all of these,
that's right,
you know, emancipations going on around the world, because people must be free, and they have to be free, and it's up to the women to show them how it's done with peace and with
mm-hmm.
love with one another.
Also, you know, on TV we see a lot of these ghost hunting shows are very prominent.
Right.
Okay. So, paranormal and supernatural experiences are going to become a lot more commonplace, you know, over these many, many years between now and 2026. When this energy is going to be in full force, you're going to see a lot more of this, and you're going to see a lot more women involved in it. You're going to see them at the helm of investigations. You're going to see them working in – I mean, I've already seen some evidence of it already. I mean, I watch a few of those shows myself, and I see more women being brought into the group, and they're taking on, you know, bigger roles within that group of what they're doing.
Right, but
and they're going to have the smarts for it. They're equipped for it.
Right. The problem
tapping into the psychic has always been easy for women. It comes natural
right.
to them.
The only problem I have is that these spirits need to be elevated as they are walked into, and that they need to have the energy of some spiritual leader to clean it, even if it's themselves,
mm-hmm.
to get the experience of being a spiritual leader. Because you can't play with it, Agun, ancestors. You can't play with these spirits, because some of these
right.
spirits have not transitioned well. They've
nope.
been killed, murdered.
That's right.
Decapitated, cut open while alive, burnt at the stake. These
mm-hmm.
are energies that are raging. So unless people get it, it's going to be bad. It's going to be
mm-hmm.
bad. And people are going to say, well, I didn't do anything. I don't wish anything well. Well, you know what? Whatever your forefathers did, you are responsible to look back and make sure that you are not causing harm or doing wrong to
That's
people
right.
continuing that going.
But see, women have a better grasp of that concept. They come in naturally with it. Did you ever notice, like, when they have investigations of when they're trying to find, let's say, a missing person, and they know that probably that person is dead, they've passed over. Do you ever notice how most of those investigators, most of those psychics that tap in are women?
Yes, because women
see a lot more of that.
To listen to the voice of motherhood, the voice of the mother, because they speak to us.
They
speak to us, and they tell us exactly what to do. They tell us if we go on to a dangerous place. They'll tell us, no, do not go there, stop. And sometimes we stop, and sometimes we don't.
Right.
And the fact is that women listen to the voice of reason. And when you don't listen to your voice of reason, that's when you run into so many problems. Because you know just as good when you're going to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really very difficult. Cool.
Women are good receivers and good senders.
Yes.
And we can't say that about the men. I'm sorry, we can't say that about the men.
It's very difficult for men to do that because they're not connected to their feminine side. They have to be distraced all the time.
But
it is those men that will tap into their feminine side that will be able to live this energy and live abundantly.
But don't forget, the men are going to be under this influence too. So it's going to become easier for them to tap into their feminine side.
I say. And it's true because there are a lot more men, and I'm proud of them, that speak wisdom, speak words of compassion, look out for their family members, are looking to do the greatest good
That's
for
right.
their family.
And this is a wonderful thing. I can't wait for this.
I think that's
a beautiful gift. I mean, Neptune in Pisces is really a beautiful gift, no matter which way you twist it or turn it.
I say, and it is so true. And you know, you're a beautiful gift to my Sky Rider.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate you because the one thing that you do is you bring the message. You bring the message, however it comes. You bring the message. And,
if I don't bring the message, I get my butt kicked. I'll tell you that right now.
I say, because you have to be a part of the energy of good, because you see it. You see it.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret about my chart with Neptune. You know, we ever say whatever is in the highest pinnacle planet in your chart, which would be in the 10th house. That's very close to the midheaven, is your high focus planet, and mine happens to be Neptune. So I'm very Neptunian anyway.
Ooh. Okay.
So for me, Neptune really is my soul teacher. It kind of calls all the punches in my chart. It's like the little puppet master
there. I say it's a spiritual teacher. Well, I did not
Definitely.
Say it in
I came
my
in that way. Neptune's a sneaky little bugger in charts, Queen Mother. Mm-hmm. Lots of times when an astrologer is looking at your chart and they're looking at the transits, they'll look and look and look, and for a long time they might not see Neptune, and they'll keep looking for it. They can't find it. And then also, there it is, and it happens a lot. It's happened to me, like, where is this planet? You know, where did Neptune go? And it's there, but it's, you know, pulling its little cloak of invisibility over itself so you can't see it right away. But everybody who has an astrologer, understands a little bit about astrology, will need to see where Neptune is in their own chart by transit, wherever it's transiting, and see what it's doing and see if it's connecting with anything else in their chart that's going to make, you know, a big difference for them.
Well, I'm going to look at mine right now just to see. Because one of your students did it for me, Josh.
But Josh is my protege. He's very good.
Okay.
We love him, don't we?
Yes, we do. And he did my chart in 11/20/10. Let me just look at it real quick. Let me see. Neptune. All right, let me see. Neptune is in my ninth house, and it's in Libra.
Is that in by natal or by transit?
I think that's by natal. Let me see. I don't think I have the transit.
Okay.
No. I sure don't. I don't have it in there. But wow, look, I got Jupiter in my 10th house, so I'll say it.
If it's in your 9th house by transit, that's a powerful place for it to be, especially if you are going to study anything new on the spiritual level.
I got to find it. I can't find it just then. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Pisces. My Neptune is in Pisces, the transit.
Yes, and you said it's transiting in your 9th house?
No, my 2nd house.
It's in your 2nd house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it was in the 9th house. That would be a really big deal. Well, you know, in the 2nd house...
The one in the 9th house is the planetary one. That's the outer. Because the inner one, right? You have the inner one.
In your natal chart, it would be on the inside wheel, and by transit, would be in the outside wheel.
The outside wheel is in the 9th house. So my Neptune is in the 9th house in the outside wheel.
Okay,
but
so then
the inside wheel is in Pisces.
You weren't born with it in Pisces. The transiting one would be in Pisces.
No, it's not transiting. It's the one now. And the one on the outer one. It's Neptune.
Whatever's in that outer wheel, that's where it's transiting right now.
Okay.
So that little Neptune symbol in that outer wheel, what house is it in?
The 9th.
Okay. Now, here's something that's very important about that. The 9th house is the house of psychic receptivity. Okay, so, and you've got Neptune transiting through there, and Neptune is one of the rulers of psychic receptivity. What sign is on that house?
Libra.
Okay, so, you know, Libra is known as the sign of flux. And it's the psychic response through that sign is mainly instinctual. It's a sign of harmonious alignment with others and sensory impressions that are often of evolutionary nature, which teaches you somehow how to conduct yourself on the path of right human relations via expanded consciousness. And that's you. I mean, I know you personally. That's you.
That is me.
So, now with Neptune there, everything gets kicked up a notch. All that high vibrational stuff, because that's your house of psychic receptivity anyways, is everybody's house of psychic receptivity is the 9th. A lot of people don't know that. But it's in flux. So
yeah.
Neptune is in flux in that house for you right now. So that should be very interesting. So if you're going to study anything new in metaphysics or take on anything new or travel connected to metaphysics, change locations that are connected to metaphysics, that's going to be big for you.
Yeah, I'm getting change locations. I'm moving, I say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm moving, I say.
It'd be nice to see where your Neptune line is in your astral locality and see how that does for you, where you're going.
I know, right? Well, you know,
we'll have to look at that one of these days.
We definitely, when I get off of the phone, we will definitely look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But just really knowing that the energy of, you know, this blessing and this goodness is just...
That's a good place for Neptune to be for you right now. It really is.
I say.
You know, it really does. It pulls all ego out of everything too. It just kicks everything up to that higher consciousness and spiritual truth level.
Okay. Well, somebody just wrote my Neptune is in Scorpio in retro. What does that mean?
In your natal chart?
Not in mine. Somebody else wrote that. Wow, my Neptune is in. I'm reading the chat line.
Their Neptune
is
in their natal chart. Neptune is in Scorpio.
Right.
Well, you know, depending on what degree it's in, you know, Neptune and Pisces is only in the lower degrees, but what will happen eventually is that will get, that will trine, which is a nice aspect.
Yeah, it is. It brings good fortune, love, blessings. That trine is very, very good. It's like, wow. She said, yes. I say, Motown with
blessings on that
tomorrow.
One. That's a good one. I mean, it's going to take a while because, you know, I don't know what degree it's at, but, you know, it's about, that one is interesting the way it plays out because within that particular trine is the seeds for something greater than that person has imagined for themselves. It's not a material greatness, and it's not about power over others. It's the opportunity to see life in a new spiritual dimension that they've never before perceived, which is terrific. Increased empathy with that one, that's going to have to be watched a little bit because, as you know, you cannot cast your pearls before swine either, and we do have to always take that into consideration. But a lot of empathy and compassion and sympathy for other people's problems come along with that as well eventually. If that person by temperament is not inclined to mysticism, they can expect that to get kicked in as well. So, you know, it all depends where they are on the page and what that energy does for them, but it will open them up to the higher spiritual realms when the trine kicks in.
And, you know, somebody's online called Keith Rushing, and he said,
I know who that
priest.
Is.
Wait a minute. He said, I am the most high priest of the hallowed church of utter contempt. And
yes,
the
he
Lord
is.
Has instructed me to say, this is a load of balderdash. Politely. He is a loon tune, but he has a right to his opinion. So I don't.
He's just,
I no longer kick people off when they have a difference of opinion.
He's being
now
funny. This is what he does.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I said something because it said to me like, "Whoa, whoa, why he said that?"
He's actually a very nice and very intelligent man. So we got his number. We got his number.
I'm glad I brought that out, Keith. Aha, so now we know.
He's all teasing.
Right. Well, we have to get you on here again, Lonnie, because we only have 16 minutes to go. And I know that if anybody wants to talk, they can press 1. I'm not going to take you off and bring anybody on.
Okay.
Unless they want to speak and press 1. But my goodness, you have so much really wonderful and blessed information. Yeah, Keith Rushing said, just kidding. Okay.
Yeah, he always does that. I love him to death. He's a riot.
Yeah, she's our astrologer on Esoteric Online. I know. I invited her to be in there. That said, you know what? This belongs to who? Skyrider, I say. Bring out the heavens. Open up the doors. And the Motown witch said, interesting sense of humor. I agree. That was not funny to me. I was uncomfortable.
Well,
you
he gave
what?
Us our laugh for the evening, right?
I say, because you know what? I have grown because in the past, when I first started doing this show, I might have just, you know, cursed him out a little bit on the chat line, never mentioned it. But praise and understanding has helped me to recognize that, you know what, everybody got something wrong with them. We all got our own EV, which is misfortune. And that's
right.
Because our own stubbornness, our own inability to love ourselves. Because if we love ourselves, we would not bring so much damaging stuff to our own spirit.
It has to start with self-love first.
Ashe, you said that today, and that needs to be said as a message. The message for the women's power is self-love, but you can't love yourself in lies, because lies will always come from the dark to the light when you are exposed. So you got to tell the truth. When you say, I love myself, you got to be in truth with that.
That's right.
You cannot.
But see, the Neptune in Pisces is going to help that, though. Because while it helps people have empathy for others, it also helps you have empathy and sympathy for yourself. So that should be, you know, it's a great energy. I love it. Can't wait to see how these kids that are born now are going to turn out, too. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, they're going to be so magnificent. I have seen babies and looked in the faces, and when I tell you that this weekend in my own family, I have witnessed the magnificence of children. You know, I have a great niece who has magnificent children. She has three wonderful, beautiful children. So I see it. And I see new babies coming in, and these babies are going so much into dealing with being real. You ain't going to be able to pull punches over on them, fool them.
No, they're going to be smart kids.
You're going to have to do it. And you can't be about greedy and all of that because they won't accept it. These are the children that won't accept everybody not eating. They are not going to accept poverty as being something that will always be with people because it doesn't have to be. This world is enough for everybody to share.
I'm hoping that they can clean up what we messed up. That's what I'm hoping.
I feel hope and I feel so much. Oh, I feel so much good feeling for the future for awake and aware people because it's not going to be a knockdown for them when things start changing and turning and really making the spirit presence known on earth. It's going to be magnificent. And the good spirit, because there's a good spirit and then there's an Agonju spirit, which is that Agonju spirit brings loss, it brings disease, it brings sadness, it brings all kinds of things, depression, all of that. And if you use your women's power wrong, because the women's power is in the words you say to people, if you tell people they ain't shit, or they are dirty, or they are stinky, or they're ugly, that energy is going to return to you in a negative, too. So that's that energy telling us that we have to stop speaking with disrespect so that we can teach the children how to treat each other. And they're going to be the ones to teach us how to treat, well, not teach us, because we know. I'm talking about those that are not aware. One of our on chat, Motown Wynn, she says, yes, my 3-year-old grandson has an old man conversation. That's because these children, they got it. Oh, my goodness. I am so astonished by my conversations this weekend. And this is why I'm broadcasting from Tampa, because I wanted to stop. The spirit told me, stop to see my niece. And I came here and I see that, you know what, she has magnificent children. She has magnificent children. But you know what, you have to do what you have to do to make sure that they have a good life. Mm-hmm. And you have to make sure you have a good life, too.
Yep.
So we all have to do our part, Asha.
Have to set the example.
Yes, we do. So we have 10 minutes, and I definitely want to give you your last words for the community of women looking and seeking to use the divine feminine to raise up their women's power.
Raise it up, ladies, because you're not going to be able to escape it. It's going to be a heart-to-heart connection. Those who are already healers, push it up to the next level. You're not going to be able to get out from under it. It's just going to happen.
Ashe. So, please, Skywriter, tell them where they can reach you.
They can go to my website. My website is www.thegalaxyexpress.com.
There's a lot of information on that, too.
A lot of information on there. It's a lot of fun. It's like going to Disney World.
Yes, it is. And then you have esoteric online. Yes,
we
have esoteric.
Some new things on there. We have some new videos on there that have been done by Dr. Dean Marston, which are very nice. And he's, as you know, he's a member of Esoteric Online. And
I know.
He's done some videos for me, and I I tremendously appreciate it, and it's great stuff, and very flattering and very, you know, heartwarming, and a lot of information on there. Just go to the site guide and go see what you want to look at and read. And you can also contact me via email there, and no problem.
What a blessing, Ashe. You are such a blessing. You always do good, and you are good, and you always keep with the same message of goodness.
As I try.
Open the door, I say,
like I said, if I don't, I get my butt kicked, so.
I said, so if as you open the door to different spirits, may you be protected, free from harm and danger, so that you can bring the truth to the planet.
Yeah, and I am very protected, and I'm very grateful for that, too.
I say, because you bring a lot of truth to the planet. And believe me, the powers that be, they hear that, they don't want to hear that.
I get sent to some icky places, and it's okay. It's okay. Some of the energy is
okay.
Icky, but it's okay.
So, okay, Keith Rushing put something funny there, and he said,
he's always putting something funny on there.
Maelstrom, a tempest is gathering. Oh, my goodness. He is so right. I say the energy is going to be powerful, powerful, powerful. And I just give thanks for you. I know you are protected because you're also a reverend skywriter. And you have your own spiritual practices, Ashe. But you also bring messages from different cultures.
And I love different cultures.
Mean,
that's my thing. Ashe, you know that.
Yes. Yes, I do. And I also know that. There's some wonderful articles on esoterical online in the astrological group. If you guys are not on it, I'm going to put it on the comments on this show page so that they can go and read all these magnificent.
There's a lot of things
stuff
to read in there, and actually,
yes,
we've got, you know, the astrology 101 lessons on there too that they can get into.
Exactly. Exactly. So really understanding the planets and Skyrider definitely, definitely puts her heart and spirit in it as she explains them. And, you know, thanks to you, I've been able to correspond them to the various different mystic systems that I know.
Oh, well, good. I'm happy
and,
to hear that.
Yeah, Ashe. So I can see the energy, you know, of the feminine energy of Neptune. And that was something that I did not know before. Until I, you know, was reading the energy that you have in the transcendental planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So that was some information, some light, also some correspondence.
Well, you know, everybody is focusing on such negativity connected to those outer planets. And what people need to realize is nothing can be duplicated in any less than 25,000 years. So, you know, people can say, oh, well, you know, the last time Pluto connected with Uranus, there was wars and this, that, and the other thing. But it was in different signs. It, you know, they were in different houses depending on which country you're looking at. So nothing is really going, nothing can reoccur exactly the same. What we do is we look at it and we go, well, there's a propensity for that. There's always a propensity for anything. But nothing ever occurs the same. And I am not a person who is into fear or spreading fear or causing fear. So,
Ashe,
to me, that's not what it's all about. It's a waste of time.
Ashe, and there's no fear to be had if you're doing
there's
what
no
you're
fear.
Supposed to do. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, there's no fear to be had.
That's right. And as far as 2012 goes, astrologically, there's nothing happening on that day that's destructive.
Well, you know what, Lonnie? I mean, Skyrider, I'm sorry. I know.
Either way,
like
I'm the same
Skyrider
person.
I know you're the same person. That's like people call me Darlene. But I'm saying that Skyrider is the one spirit that you channel that kind of brings all of those heads together, you know, Ashe.
Hmm.
So I definitely, definitely have to get you to promise to come back to do part two.
We can talk about anything you like.
Ashe.
I would be happy to do it.
Ashe, so I want
you know, I do like to dispel fear. I just can't see people walking around with their in their heads with in, you know covered in these dark clouds of fear with all these things that they think are going to happen.
I say, and you are bringing awareness that if you're walking and doing and walking your spirit, doing your truth, you living in the presence, you living in your body, you keeping the self working forward.
Right, and if you do that, you have nothing
life.
To fear.
I say, you have nothing to fear. It's only when you
fall. And if everybody did that, if everybody was capable of doing that, Queen Mother, can you imagine how wonderful it would be?
I say, so that with that.
So we have to help the others who aren't there yet. We have to help everybody else who's got fear to get out of that fear. We have to do it just the best that we can.
Skyrider, Lady Skyrider, I honor you. I salute you for your wisdom and knowledge, and I thank you for being on the show. And I will be in touch for part two. And I know you'll bring a great message again, and I thank you. And I'm going to lead us out with the wonderful CD, Ladies of Calabash, and it's a wonderful CD, and it's called Mother Moon, I say.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It was a great pleasure.
I say, give thanks. And I
My
do.
Pleasure.
Himoloya o dupre malawe ala ni kwanza.
Everyone for tuning in. God bless you. May you come back and be with us next tomorrow when our guest will be Motown Rich and she's bringing the spirit to the young women, Ashe. Good thanks. And I thank you. And good night. Thank you, most gracious ladies.